Here we are in another episode of the Mind Body Marathon. I'm your host, Dr. Leo Kormanek. And on today's show, we're going to go through some basic conversations about AI and how to use AI for your health with regards to rehab. Let's go ahead and just call it out. Pretty much any of us that have had, you know, some aches and pains, some knee pain, some back pain, we're probably going to ChatGPT or Grok or whatever and trying to figure out, you know, what should I do? What exercises should I do? Should I heat or should I ice? you know, basically, what are some good strategies and suggestions that it might have? And, you know, it's an interesting world we're in right now, and being an authority on some of these topics, and then just, you know, myself just tinkering with looking into the research on it, or not looking into the research, but doing some tests, if you will, with like, how would AI walk me through back pain, or how would AI walk me through knee pain? And just kind of seeing what it throws out there, it's very interesting. And so what I did was, I've kind of been chewing on this for a while, and I think we'll throw a lot more content out here about this, because I think as the world gets more connected to having these mediums suggest things to us, I think it's an important realm for us to understand and put things into perspective. And you know, so basically I'm coming at it from how to decipher and help it be your ally. I personally don't mind AI. I utilize it for some different things. I don't utilize it as much as I probably should for things. I'm still pretty old school about that. And I didn't use it to help me with my book at all. I don't really use it to help me with my podcast. I don't really use it to help with research. I even know if I have some guests on the podcast, a lot of times they'll use it for some general research. You know, it's not really just my thing. I mean, it can be a good tool to kind of quickly fish through a bunch of information. But, you know, again, I'm sort of old school with things. But I personally don't mind it. I mean, I will utilize it, and I think it has some credence for sure. I think a lot of people are scared of it first and foremost. And I think that's not really the right way to look at it. I think everybody should become familiar with it and how to utilize it. And I think it can have a healthy role in helping you understand how to best maneuver through some injuries. You know, I think of AI as, I think it's a very positive thing. I think it's going to add a lot to society. And I think that, you know, I'm not so scared about the job situation, all that sort of stuff. I think that we'll, you know, it's not like we hate cars or cell phones or massive advances in technology. And I'm not being irrational in thinking that AI won't massively take over a lot of industries. But I also feel like there's a lot of potential jobs in the future that we're not even really aware of. So, you know, with that being said, I tell everybody that, you know, I don't mind when patients come in and they have Googled injuries or they've ChatGPT'd injuries. I don't mind that, you know, because I think that's good that people are willing to learn and figure out some new things about how to get better. But, you know, I often think back to like when I was in college, cell phones kind of just became very popular at that time and much more across society. And I remember I got my first cell phone and I was like, yeah, you know, I'll sign a 1-year contract because I don't think I'll really want it after this year. And this was like 2000 or 2001. And then I remember at the end of that year, I was like, my life was built around that cell phone, so I couldn't get rid of it. And, you know, like I'm recording this episode right now on a cell phone. So it's really interesting how the world has advanced, obviously. So I think the same thing will happen with AI. We're all going to kind of put it in its right place. And I think right now it's kind of unique and new. And as things advance, we'll continually put out some content on how to best walk you through it. But anyways, that's a nice 5-minute spiel on my take on AI. Now let's get to the details of how to best utilize AI to cut your injury speed for healing in half. So basically, if you go to a ChatGPT and you ask, you know, how long does it take to get over shin splints? It'll tell you like 3 months. It's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. That's completely a terrible answer. What it's doing is it's sifting through, you know, obviously it's sifting through some research. It's sifting through mostly websites. And it's the vast majority of content out there is based on an old established PT system, which is not a bad system of physical therapy. But it's also not what works in the sports world. So, you know, you would never tell LeBron James if he has shin splints, you're going to be out for 3 months. That's a completely ridiculous statement. But however, the same person that would be like, yeah, that's a ridiculous statement. Obviously, LeBron James should be getting better than 3 months with shin splints, also doesn't think that about themselves. They'll more than willingly go to a doctor or a PT and be like, yeah, okay, I guess this takes 3 months to heal, so let's just kind of deal with it. Instead of like actually asking the question like, well, if I know intrinsically it would be faster for a professional athlete, why would I not expect that for myself? Well, that's essentially my business model. That's essentially what my clinic is. It's basically taking everything that I know from working with USA Track, from running professionally, from running at a high level, and applying that to the general public. That's literally the business model, because I don't get paid on retention. So a regular PT clinic, if you go to a hospital system and a regular PT clinic, they're getting paid on retention. They want that injury to take 3 months. They don't want it to take a week, right? Because they're essentially trying to get paid. You know, they're running a business. My business model is built on get people as better as fast as possible and word of mouth. So I'd rather have higher turnover. I'd rather get somebody better, kick them out the door, keep running your marathons, do your life. And then if they want to come in for maintenance, fine. But otherwise, I would appreciate if you refer people in because we got you better quicker than, you know, normal standards. So that's basically my business model. And that comes, you know, that comes out of the world I'm born into, right? If you work in the Olympic Training Center, like, you don't want a figure skater, a gymnast, a basketball player sitting on your table for 3 months with shin splints. Like, that's ridiculous. You obviously have to get them better sooner rather than later. And the faster you get them better, the more likely you are to keep the job. So that's kind of how that world works. So you have to figure out different ways to get people better. So here's how you can utilize like your AI search engines to get to those conclusions quicker. So one of the things that you need to understand is if you want to cut your healing rate in half, you need to understand three things. This helps you sift through the messages that you're getting from AI. So the first thing you need to understand is that the body places a massive priority on joint health. So basically, like, if you have a quad injury, then that injury might be there because either the knee or the hip is irritated. And yes, it might actually just be a quad injury, but more times than not, almost 90-ish% of the times, an area is irritated because the joint around that area is not doing great. So say you have Achilles tendonitis. You're like, well, that's just the Achilles. Well, a lot of times on that same side, the ankle is actually massively dysfunctional and basically forcing a little bit more pronation and or a little bit more abnormal angles. And because of those abnormal angles, what ends up happening is the Achilles gets bowed a little bit, and then all of a sudden you get Achilles tendonitis. Or there is some knee issue or ankle issue that's shutting down the gastroc, overactivating the soleus and pulling the Achilles a little bit more anterior than normal. So almost every single soft tissue injury can be traced back to the joint of sorts. And so it's important to understand that, because that's how you get to conclusions quicker. Because if I just treated the Achilles and I didn't fix the ankle, well, then I'm driving with the brakes on. But if I fix the ankle and the Achilles at the same time, boom, all of a sudden that person's better in half the time. So understanding that the brain places huge primacy on the joints. So if there is a joint irritation, the soft tissue around that joint likely will get somewhat irritated. So the soft tissue injury is a red herring, if you will. Basically, it's distracting. It's making you think that it's just an Achilles or just an, you know, quad tendon or just an IT band or just a hamstring issue, when it's actually not. It's something deeper. So that's a really important concept. The secondary thing that you need to understand when going through AI to sift through things is that you need to, when you're recovering from an injury, if you're trying to get better from an injury and you're Googling, you know, how to get better off shin splints or runner's knee, etc., then you need to understand that you have to treat the fascia first And then you have to work on coordination or activation exercises second. So what I mean by that is you need to treat the soft tissue actively. You actually need to foam roll, you actually need to scrape, you actually need to cup, or you need to go to somebody who knows how to do that. You can't just go to PT and have them show you exercises and just do the same exercises over and over, because that will massively delay the situation. For instance, let's go back to our LeBron scenario. If LeBron gets runner or knee pain, and you try to show him an exercise to activate muscles around the knee, I mean, it's like, it's LeBron James. Like, the guy is like one of the most fittest people on the planet. Like, what exercise are you going to show him that he can't already do well? No, that's the wrong answer. The right answer is you have to physically treat the soft tissue around that knee to get the knee better quicker. So it's basically, it's not as simple as like, let's show you these exercises and then all of a sudden you can do it. It's because the world of PT now is being that insurance companies would rather send you an iPad and then have you do exercises off the iPad, and then all of a sudden, you know, your knee pain is going to go away. Well, yeah, eventually it will, but the better answer is do actual work on the area, get the area better by scraping and cupping and foam rolling and joint mobilization. And then if you don't know how to do that, just go to the internet to figure out how to do it. It's kind of foolproof, to be honest with you. And then just be, you know, smart, like less is more. Obviously, you don't want to hammer an area. You want to apply a little bit of a stimulus. What I say there is like, it's sort of like if you're cooking, you can't take away salt from a meal. If you add a bunch of salt, it's done. You've ruined the meal. Like, so less is more at that time. Like, you can always add more of a stimulus later, but you want to lead with less is more. So that's just a really important concept. One, like I said, joints are primary focus. Two, you need to treat the soft tissue, not just exercises. The third thing is, and this is a critical point, is that most people will make this mistake. Say I have an Achilles injury. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, my Achilles is weak and that's why it's sore. Well, that's not true, right? So the analogy I use here is that, so basically the overall concept is that areas that are often sore and painful are often not the weak areas, they're often overworked. Let's back up here. If we went to ChatGPT and we asked it to look up all the research on hamstring injuries, and somebody that has a hamstring injury, and all the research shows that that person that has a hamstring injury, the hamstring shows up weak, right? That's a fallacy. That's a total issue with all of the research about the hamstring. If a hamstring is injured, and then you test it, it's obviously going to show up weak because it's injured. This is one of the weirdest things about rehab research that I don't even understand why it's still happening. If an area is injured, obviously it will show up weak. So did the weakness cause the injury, or is the weakness there because it's injured? It's literally weak because it's injured. Nobody asked that other question. But people at the tippy top, people that actually know how physiology works and not like just people stuck in a lab doing research, but actually are in the trenches treating, realize that that area is not actually weak. In fact, half the time that patients come in with a strained hamstring, that hamstring is actually bigger than the other hamstring. The analogy I use here makes perfect sense, right? If you have three workers in a room and two are lazy and one's working overtime, who is going to complain to the boss? Is it the person that's working overtime, or is it the two people that are being lazy? It's obviously the overtime worker. So if you think of that in the body, and we're running a bunch, we're training for a marathon, and then you blow out a hamstring. Well, was that hamstring weak, or was it being overworked? It's obviously being overworked. It barked at you first because it failed first. Areas that are not activated or weak are getting away with murder. They're the people that join, you know, like when you do group projects in school, they're the people that join the group that know that, you know, there's other workers that are going to do a bunch of the work and they can just sit back and do nothing. Like, they're not doing any work, which is why they're not barking at you. So the people that are lazy at work are not going to complain to the boss that they're being lazy. That doesn't make any sense. So what comes into our awareness as tightness or pain is something that's being overworked. I can't stress that enough. So let's go back to our research. ChatGPT. I pulled my hamstring. What should I do? It's going to tell you that your hamstring's weak. Just know that that's not true. Like, that doesn't make any sense. because it's all based on all of this bad research that if you do muscle testing on a structure that's injured, it will obviously show up weak. And it's just a weird analogy. So you need to understand that areas that are painful are being overworked. So we just have to shift it so that basically areas that are not being, that you don't really ever feel, those guys are not being activated enough. So it's really important for us to, you know, in that scenario with the hamstrings, get the glutes to wake up. Do work to activate the glutes to take pressure off that hamstring. Next thing you know, you're fixing the issue. So that's quite a bit more of an elaborate conversation. I do have a whole episode on hamstrings, but that's just kind of picking it out of the hat. So in the other scenario of like, you know, a lot of people will say their Achilles tendon is sore and they're like, oh, my tendon's weak and I need to strengthen it. Again, I don't necessarily see that. I see that there are muscle imbalances in the calf that are loading the Achilles in a different way, but I'm not willing to agree that the Achilles is weak in and of itself. I think it's just being asked to do more than it wants to do from abnormal forces. So anyways, if you want to best understand how to break down AI and the answers AI will give you, you need to understand about joints play a primary role in recovery. Fix the joint, fix the issue fast. Secondarily, address the soft tissue. It's not as simple as doing exercises. It's just not. You have to address the soft tissue. So for instance, you want to address the painful areas. So address the joint that's nearby the painful area and address the painful area. So if your quad is sore right here, like just above the knee, like treat it, like physically work on that spot. Get the knee better and then strengthen areas that are not that. So if you hurt above the knee on the quad, then do some work either through the medial part of the knee or the hip or the back or some other area to shift the focus. So get your hips strong. So if your knee is sore, get the hip strong. If your ankle's weak, get the knee strong. Like you gotta just focus on other areas. And so that's a really important concept. The other thing, and this is kind of like a little bit of an add-on. So those are the three things in terms of like helping you get your injuries to heal faster based off what ChatGPT will tell you or any AI. The other thing that you need to do is you need to understand that the rehab industry is very convoluted with a lot of weird information because everybody's trying to stand out from the noise. Meaning if I go to Instagram and I type in hamstring exercises, I will get all sorts of weird exercises and stuff that's just not basic. Because if I told somebody to do a simple hurdle stretch to lengthen their hamstring, which I usually don't do that, but say I did, that would get no clicks on Instagram. It would get no clicks on YouTube. Nobody would like care about that video because everybody knows that that's how you stretch a hamstring. What people are looking for is unique things. So the rehab industry just is filled with a bunch of people that create all these unique things for the sake of creating unique things that are not actually faster. Some of them are, but for the vast majority, they're not, because you just need to actually physically work on the area. So it's not as simple as just going to Instagram and just finding some cool little unique stretch and then all of a sudden that fixes it. That's great if that happens for you, but I would say in my experience, that might only happen about 25% of the time or so. So if you actually want to speed up the healing of things, then physically address the issue, you know, get in there and physically work on the issue. And understand those three principles I talked about. The other added thing that you can do to help this out is understand that if you are doing search, and this is a direct thing on how you should phrase the search. If you want to find out the best information on how to fix an injury with AI, then make sure you label it only looking in PubMed. So PubMed. So just say, hey, ChatGPT, I have knee pain on the right side that's developing from training for a marathon. Can you look into PubMed research to figure out what I can do to fix this? Right? So that's one way that you can sort of phrase it to get a really good answer. Another way that you can do this is by watching our YouTube page, Running Rehab, and then we'll, you know, be putting out more content and have a lot of good content on how to kind of fix a lot of these issues. But that's kind of another way that you can do that as well. So that's a nice shameless plug there. But honestly, like make sure it looks within the window of PubMed. If you just tell it to, you know, scavenge the whole World Wide Web of everything out there, then you're going to get a lot of really weird answers that make no sense. Make sure it's at least research backed. Make sure that you're more up to date on things. You might even phrase it like, "Hey, ChatGPT, like my Achilles is really sore from playing basketball too much. What should I do to fix it? Can you look at PubMed research over the last 2 years on how to fix this?" So that way you're getting the most up-to-date stuff. And what it'll do is it'll shift through all the research that's actively listed on PubMed. But what it'll also do is when you look at newer research articles, even if they're not coming out with new conclusions, they will put it in the body of their work that they reviewed previous research. So a lot of the new research, even if it doesn't elucidate some great answers on your injury, it will still walk you through what previous research says. So it's still kind of a unique hack on how to fix that and kind of phrase that. So anyway, so kind of a quick episode. I do want to kind of do like a full longer episode on how to utilize ChatGPT and AI and all that sort of stuff on how to find the best answers for your injuries. But definitely want to think through the lens of those three issues. Treat the joint first, treat the soft tissue, and then work on areas that are weak and not, and strengthen areas that are weak and not the areas that are painful. So again, I hope this helps you, and keep an eye out for future episodes on this. And thanks again for listening or watching. All the best. Dr. Leo here. Be sure to check out my new book, Faster Without Fail, Your Guide to Overcoming Injuries and Running Faster Than Ever. It is now available on Amazon. You could read reviews on the Amazon. You can check out what other people have said about it. But basically, if you want to revolutionize your running form and better understand how to stay injury-free within the sport, this is your guide. Feel free to reach out and let us know what you think of the book. I would love to hear your feedback. But again, please check it out on Amazon. Faster Without Fail. Appreciate it. Dr. Leo here. If you want to catch me in another setting, be sure to check out my YouTube page, Running Rehab, where you will find exercises on how to stay healthy with running, how to improve your running form, and a bunch of other tips and tricks on how to get over common injuries.